The Mel Gedroyd Podcast.
Hey there, it's Mel G, and this week on the old podcast, we're going to be talking about all sorts of things, including cinemas that make you rant. Yeah, there are certain cinemas that make us rant. We're going to be doing squirrel voices. We've got some great squirrel characterisation for you to listen to. Plus, we shall also be indulging in a little bit of Snog, Marry, Avoid. Have you played that? It's really good fun. I know, you might be thinking, oh yeah, that's really quite obvious. Yeah, it is a little bit of an obvious game, but it is so good when you get involved. If you like a bit of that, then you can listen to more of that every Saturday lunchtime from 1 to 3 on Magic. There'll be more chat and some cracking good songs thrown in for good measure. Lovely to see you, Birch.
Great to see you. I love your outfit today, Mel. You've got a kind of like milk tray type dark kind of spy assassin thing going on. I'm liking it.
Slightly elite.
It is a little bit elite, yeah.
And there's a little gold button on the cuff motif.
Now, do those buttons work or are they just for show?
They're just for show.
I love them.
Just for show.
I feel like it's a kind of an indicator of your rank if you were on a ship.
What, like pips?
Yes, exactly.
I've got 3 pips.
I have no pips.
I'm the Colonel in Chief today, Bush. No, you have no pips at all. Have you got any pips at all? Let's have a look. No, you're all woolly.
I'm pipless.
You're woolly, you're cuddly. It's very January. I'm loving it.
Thank you very much.
Good. Now, Bush, I went to see the film La La Land.
Oh.
This week. Have you seen?
Do you know what? Interesting story. We tried to go on Sunday of last full? Week and absolutely full, completely booked out.
Yeah, we went last Saturday after the show last week and it was absolutely shocker. It is very, very lovely.
Is it good? Is it a good
it
film?
It is. It really is. I'm not going to give any spoilers. Of course, I wouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. But there is a sort of theme running through it along the lines of sort of that bittersweet nature of relationships.
Okay.
Ever since I saw that film, Bush, I have had a separate dream about a different ex-boyfriend.
Oh, my Lord.
The whole week. It's becoming a thing, and I'm worried.
So have they visited you like the Ghost of Christmas Future?
Exactly. Exes of Christmas Past.
Wow.
And it's, I mean, we're talking from like from way back.
Yeah.
From like age 13, 14.
And there's been a different one come to the end of your bed each night.
Yes. Since La La Land.
It's like a weird Craig David song, 7 Days.
Or Solomon Grundy. I need some help with this dream issue, Bush, okay?
Well, why don't we consult one of those dream deciphering websites and see if we can get a handle on what it means.
Good. Now, Bush.
Yes.
The La La Land film that we were discussing, it is very, very lovely. There's a bit where they float up in the air, which is very, very sweet indeed.
They float?
Yeah, they just suddenly float up in the air because they're so in love with each other.
Bear in mind, last weekend you were trying to get me into musicals saying, don't worry, Bush, it's going to be okay. I was in Mel's musical workshop. We're in the academy. Them floating up at the end doesn't help.
It's not at the end. It's just randomly in the middle. It's very charming.
Is it superpowers? They've got superpowers.
No superpowers.
Have they got? Are there any lasers? What's his name? Gosling. Does he fire lasers out of his eyes? Oh well, okay.
No, it's all about sort of just the joy of music, the joy of life, the joy of love. But it is bittersweet. I'm not going to give any spoilers. So, dreaming of exes.
Yeah.
What does that mean, Bush? Tell me. This has been my dilemma this week.
So, since watching the film, you've dreamt of an ex every single night.
A different ex from way, way, way back.
Wow. Well, according to the dream deciphering website that I'm on at the moment, more times than not, dreaming about an ex doesn't necessarily mean that you're still in love with them.
No, I would hope not.
Often your mind will be revisiting the period of time in your life when you were with this individual. Your dream is revisiting the feelings and hopes that are connected with your ex.
Ooh.
So it doesn't really give you an answer as to why that's happening.
Yeah.
But
there's one that's been featuring quite a lot who has the same name as a very, very famous old snooker player.
Okay.
And
Willie Thorne.
Exactly.
It's Willie Thorne.
I went out with Willie for a long time. No, it's another snooker player. I don't want to just mention his name, you know. Yeah. Anyway, so this was back in 1983, chum.
Ripple, ripple, ripple as we go back in time. Okay. Back in 83.
So the hopes were my spot's going.
Yeah.
You know, finding a good pair of jeans. Sort of not, you know, getting through O-levels.
Turn up at his house, knock at the door, say, it's been a while, let's have a cup of tea.
Don't know where he lives. I'm not going to go loco on that, Bush.
Absolutely, that would be going loco.
But thanks for answering my dilemma. That's good. We've sorted that out. You are, in times of trouble, you are oil on the water.
I am your rock.
You are, man. You're rock and also oil.
time for the podcast.
Oh, I love it when you say those words, Bush.
Time for the podcast.
Yeah.
It's like time for a bath when you're a kid.
Oh.
Bath time.
Hey, once a week in our house.
Was it?
Yeah, usually. In the 70s, there were water shortages.
I'm thinking old-fashioned barrel being filled up with steaming hot water from the fire.
I'd love a bath outside. A friend of mine had a bath outside.
I'd love that.
She had an old tin bath and she used to fill it up and then get in. She's a bit of a hippie.
It's like the start of The Fall Guy. I'd like to sit in an outside bath with a cigar and loads of soap suds.
Oh.
And push a rubber duck along.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Man, that'd be so good.
More outdoor bathing in winter, Finnish style.
Is that what they do?
Yeah, man. They're all about that.
Right.
Crack open the pot, my darling.
Podcast put all of these questions written by people in the Magic Office.
Magic Mansions.
Here we go, Mel.
Come on.
Who would you play in the movie of their life? Who would you play in the movie of their life?
Ooh. Well, I suppose some sort of facial similarity is required.
Yes.
Do we think?
I think so.
That helps things along, doesn't it? You know. Klaus Kinski, mate.
Who's that?
I've got the teeth and facial expressions of Klaus Kinski.
I'm not sure who I know who that is.
He was Nastasia Kinski's father and used to appear in very, very, very obscure... Well, actually, not that obscure, German films made by Werner Herzog. Look at the Werner Herzog catalogue of films, and Klaus Kinski features quite a lot.
Is it a talkie? A talkie movie?
They're
black
talkies,
and white?
They're talkies. They're sort of 70s.
Okay.
Kinski, I think I'm right in saying, was not quite all there in the sandwich department. yes, I think producer Louise is showing a picture of him there. Yeah, I think I'd play Klaus Kinski.
He
looks a bit sinister, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's someone who would like a servant who would help you to the door up the stairs with your bags if you broke down in a Hammer horror movie.
You appear at a castle door.
Yes,
there is Klaus. Yes,
there
there's
he is.
Another one. There's a very special one there.
His hair.
Yeah. Kinski's wow. hair is, yeah. Is
those eyes as well, the eyes.
He's got sort of rather big, froggy eyes, and the teeth are phenomenal.
Teeth like tombstones.
Yeah, very much like yours truly.
Oh, now, come on.
Bush, I'm thinking for you. Now, who would you be? Oh, hang on. I'm thinking someone quite indie and cool, actually.
Oh, thank you. That's nice.
I think if there was maybe a film about... The Smiths.
Oh, that would be so good.
You might feature.
I would like, maybe I'm the bass player in The Smiths. Or
not, you're not Morrissey. You're
definitely not Morrissey.
Not Morrissey, because you're too nice for that. Sorry, that was a bit mean.
No.
I've never met Morrissey. He's probably lovely.
I think he's probably difficult. He's a nice guy, but he's probably difficult. Like, if you change the language on his mobile to, like, Turkish for a laugh, I think he'd just find it really annoying.
He'd lose it, wouldn't he?
He'd be out the band in seconds like that.
I think you would be a heavily... Yeah, you'd be the sort of key member of an indie band.
Yeah.
And you sort of turned music on its head.
Mel, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
That's
I was thinking you're going to go down the lines of what everyone else normally says to me, that I'd probably be in the movie adaptation of The Proclaimer's life story, which is what I always get compared to, that me and my brother, because we've both got glasses.
That's so easy.
Yeah, it's too obvious, isn't it?
So ruddy obvious.
And when will these movies be coming out? I think they're due for release in summer 2017.
Yeah, they're in production.
Yeah.
No, the Kinski movie is a few years off. All eyes very much on the Bushmeister. It's Mel G on Magic. Hello. Hope you're having a lovely weekend. It is time, my friends, for Bush's Red Letter Day. It's the RLD. Bush, what day have we got on our hands today? I sense it's something exciting.
Oh, Mel, you're not going to believe this. Saturday, January the 21st, is International Squirrel Appreciation Day.
Oh.
Did you know it's a whole international day dedicated to squirrels and just how damn good they are?
That is a... adorable.
Isn't that amazing?
It makes me want to talk in a squirrel voice.
Me too, little tiny squirrel.
Oh, I've got a northern squirrel.
Hello there.
Actually, sorry, that's Mark Owen.
That is a lovely little squirrel voice. Hello, hello.
Hello, Mel, how are you doing? All right.
You are the David Suchet of the squirrel characterisation workshop, which you probably learned at Mel's Academy.
Well, I did, thank you very much.
We did a term on, darling, we did a term on that, didn't we?
Yes.
Now, Bush, listen, International Squirrel Appreciation Day.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking it's red squirrels and not grey ones.
Do you know what? I don't know. Which are the ones that have, like, ruined it for the other one?
Greys have ruined it for the reds.
Oh, they're always ruining it.
Do you know, I don't particularly like grey squirrels.
Really?
The bit I don't like about them is their thigh. Do you know that bit at the top? It's where... where their leg joins the body, there's always a very muscly.
Yeah.
It's full of intent and it's not good intent.
So just let me just get this right, just so that everyone's clear. You've got a problem with grey squirrels' thighs.
Yeah, I don't like them. They're shiny and they're just, oof, I don't like them.
Is it, and it's the muscularity of it. It looks like,
yes,
Arnold Schwarzenegger squatting, doesn't,
yes,
it? Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I know what you mean. Do you know what I know what you mean?
There's intent there.
There is intent.
There's intent to harm. So give me them var facts.
Three facts about squirrels. You ready for this?
Oh, always ready for your bush.
Fact number one, squirrels are very trusting animals and are one of the very few wild animal species that will eat out of a person's hand. Fact number two, squirrels tend to run erratic paths. Apparently, this is intended to deceive potential predators as to its chosen direction so it may escape. So it does a different route home every night so that people can't, like, get it and trap it.
That's like RoboCop.
It is like RoboCop.
The head moves in one direction and then the body swerves off and moves the other way.
And fact number three, squirrels are extremely intelligent creatures.
Oh.
They are known to put on, listen to this, they're known to put on elaborate bogus food burying displays to deceive onlookers.
Oh, wow.
Pretending to bury their nuts just to throw other people off the scent.
That, do your squirrel voice again, mate. Come on.
I think I might pretend to bury me nuts here, but actually I'll stick them up there. Actually, I sound like Brian Cox, the scientist. In many ways, our universe is exploding and developing all at the same time.
He's not... Brian Cox isn't northern, though, is he?
I don't know, but he does speak a bit like that.
No, it's gentler. It's much gentler.
Did you know I was the keyboardist in D-Ream?
I'm now seeing him with a red, bushy tail. Brian Cox has become a squirrel in my head.
I feel very conflicted about whether I like squirrels or I'm not that keen on them at the end of this feature.
Red, good. Yay!
Yay!
Grey.
Get out of here.
Evil. Exactly. Oh, my dearest bush, how's your week been?
Mel, my week has been a bit fighty.
Oh.
But I've been trying to put the world to rights.
Oh, hello.
Well, as I've got older, I find myself getting more annoyed with stuff, with, yeah, modern life.
Yeah. With little things?
Little tiny things that didn't bother me before, but since, mm-hmm, I've turned 40, for some reason, they've been winding me up quite a bit. For example, we just talked about it earlier on, I went to the cinema over the weekend, couldn't get into La La Land, went to watch a different film, but ended up in the foyer beforehand trying to get me and my girlfriend Katie some food. And they wanted £3.99 for a bag of Revels.
Oh.
£3.99, Mel, for a bag of Revels.
And there are never as many in the bag as you assume there will be.
100%. And they're getting smaller each year, aren't they? Chocolates and stuff as well. So, I don't know. I feel like I should say something. Obviously, Katie was horrified about my little protest in the cinema. But, you know, these bags of sweets are like a quid if you were to go to your W.H. Smith's.
So,
you know?
Why don't we? This is it. Why don't we have a bit of forethought,
mm-hmm,
and go into a cheaper retailer of such sweets,
yes,
before we go into the cinema with a 50p bag of Rebels.
But are you saying...
Rebels or Revels? Maybe you want some Rebels as well.
Well, that would be rebellious behaviour.
It would be. I'd like a bag of Rebels.
A bag of Rebels, please.
Because... Like Che Guevara and a few others in there.
I'd be like, you'd be smuggling in food then, wouldn't you? That in itself, is that contraband?
Is that not allowed?
I don't know.
Oh, is it not allowed?
But that would be another little protest, but I like that. And this is it. I feel like at the moment, should you stand up and make a point about these? Like, I feel like I should have said something.
To the purveyor?
Yes.
You didn't? Of course you didn't.
Didn't say anything.
Just... We don't do that. We're British.
I know. Isn't that bad, though? Because I paid my £4 or whatever, got me one pence change back for my bag of sweets, and then just moaned about it for the entire movie and the evening as well. I think I should stand up and say something at the time.
Okay, so we need to work out ways, Bush, of empowering you.
Yes.
To speak up when the small things in life bite up and bite you.
On the bum.
We'll work on that. Yeah?
Yeah.
Come into the academy, mate. Yeah? Come into the academy. There's a workshop I can provide you with.
Perfect. Sign me up.
Good. Here we go. Come on. Been thinking, Bush.
Yeah.
What we've got to do is go into the cinema pre-prepared.
Okay.
We mustn't get stung.
Yes.
Yeah? In the future. We go in with a thermos or some such for our drinks, our drinkies.
Yep.
I'm thinking a hot brown drink, possibly.
Yeah.
Or just a bottle of water.
Warm brandy, or do you mean like coffee?
Coffee.
Okay, right.
With some warm brandy, maybe.
Yeah.
We can be like those elite sort of Bear Grylls types,
uh-huh,
and have things about our body if you're scared of being busted.
Okay.
Yeah? We have pre-bought bags of sweets, possibly on our chests.
Maybe like sellotaped around our midriff.
Sellotaped around.
Okay, that's good. I like that.
We have popcorn down our trousers. Like they did in The Great Escape with the bags of soil, we have bags of popcorn that we then release with a mechanism in our waistband.
Shake them out and someone collects them under your shoe.
Yeah?
Yes.
Look, we're going to beat the system, mate. We're going to beat the corporate guzzling system. Getting to the stage now in a cinema where it's quite a long time for me to sit still. I'd like a full first course, second course, third course.
Bring your own spread in. Bring a nice spread.
Bring a little picky Nicky in. Yeah?
But I genuinely don't know if it's, like, illegal or not. Is it illegal to bring your own food into the cinema?
They can't stop you, can they? Producer Louise is looking like she might have some inside info.
Well, my mum and dad were recently asked to leave a well-known coffee shop because they bring their own cakes in because they won't pay the price of the flapjacks. So they share a coffee anyway. They share a latte.
Share a latte. I can sort of see why they might, because that is essentially a food establishment.
Yeah.
A cinema. I'm sorry, the last time I heard was an establishment for going to watch a film. The
good
food
point.
Is just a little thing on the side.
Yes.
And you should be able to bring your own, Bush.
Yes. Okay, well, that's a very good point. I think we have some kind of movement going on here,
a
rebellion.
Have we empowered ourselves?
Yeah, I feel like I want to get a beret and just go and shout on the streets.
You, Ruddy, do that. Right, the hand is going potwards. Yeah. Oh, hello. Yeah. Squirrel
voices. Hello there.
I've copied yours. That's really bad. You've got your own.
I've northerned your squirrel.
Oh, hello. Snog, marry, avoid.
Oh, God.
Piers Morgan, Ed Sheeran, Michelle Obama.
Oh, my Lord. This is going to pan out quite interesting for me.
That's quite interesting.
Piers Morgan, Ed Sheeran,
Michelle Obama. Snog, marry, avoid.
Well, avoid Piers Morgan, straight up.
Yeah.
Marry Michelle Obama, which means I've got a snog Ed Sheeran.
Now, I'm looking at this now, thinking snog, marry, avoid.
Yeah, what
Piers,
would you go for?
Morgan, Ed Sheeran, Michelle Obama. I think I'm going to have to marry Michelle.
Yes.
She is rock solid gold.
Yeah, she's brilliant.
She'd be an amazing companion. She's funny. She's eloquent. She's bright. She's hot.
She is.
So I'm going to marry Michelle.
Okay.
Now, this is tricky. You see, I...
We've got a snog and a void left.
I really like Ed Sheeran. I feel you've snogged him. I'd feel weird sharing someone with you. We're colleagues, we're friends.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm going to snog Piers Morgan.
You're going to snog Piers Morgan?
Yeah, and I think he might sort of dip you in a tango. He might do that sort of tango dip. There might be some flourish to his snogging, which might be quite good fun. Am I wrong there?
I
don't fancy him.
No, I was going to ask, do you find him an attractive man?
I think he might produce something out of the bag in his snog that might surprise me and entertain me. That's why I'm going for a snog.
He might have some good moves.
Yeah.
So snog Piers Morgan and avoid Ed Sheeran.
I know.
Just because I've kissed him. That's so shallow of you, Mel.
I feel you've been there. You've been there, and that's good. And we don't want to both snog the same person.
Can't
That'd
we just hang
weird.
Out together, though? It doesn't mean that we have to go in our separate ways. Just, I feel like I'm making life more difficult for Ed, that you two can't spend time together just because we had one mad night together. You know?
I just feel we shouldn't mark our territory on the same lamppost, you and I.
That is great life advice in general.
Yeah?
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
We should have separate lampposts. Mine is Piers and yours is Ed in this case. Okay, thank you.
Deal.
Now, you can sense there's a certain steeliness creeping into the voice as I put on my jodhpurs, my tweed jodhpurs, and prepare myself for Tell Mel. You can ask me anything.
Hey Mel, it's Scarlett. I'm going for an interview next week and I'm desperate to get the job. I'm thinking of making them a cake to win them over, but what would make the perfect cake icebreaker to seal the deal?
Scarlett, that is working too hard. That is trying too hard. They will not like you for that. Do not go in with a cake for a job application. No way. Possibly a smoothie. A kale smoothie with some bean shoots, but not cake. Next.
Hey Mel, it's Freya. My other half keeps snoring and it's like sharing a bed with a pig, and I lose so much sleep each week because of his noises. Is it wrong to make him sleep in the spare room?
Freya, get 6 corks and sew them onto the back of your partner's pyjama shirt. Sew the corks on the shirt, thus rendering the partner unable to sleep on their back, which creates the snore. It works like magic. Next, please.
Hi Mel, it's Andy. Next week, I'm going to Birmingham on the train with three other people from work who I don't know very well. I'm technically their boss, so I feel like I'm responsible for the conversation and getting everyone introduced and chatting. I'm no good at small talk, though. Can you give me some good topics I can bring up to start a good old chat?
Andy, wear some loose clothing. Wear a loose blouson jacket and loose trousers. That will loosen up your chat, my friend. I would talk about views out of the window. I would talk about the overpricing of sweets in the cinema. It worked for Bush. And I would also, my friend, talk incessantly about your love of squirrels. Good luck. It'll go very well. Keep us posted. Next, please. There aren't any next. Well done. That was it for Tell Mel. You can ask me anything. Thank you so much for listening to the old podcast. Hear more larks like that every Saturday lunchtime from One on Magic.
The Mel Gedroyd Podcast.